After dinner, ladies would retire to a different room, leaving the men alone to drink and talk politics. Compared to the glittering exuberance of the banqueting room, the banqueting room gallery, where you are now, was calmer and more sedate. The men would join the ladies a little later, and the evening's entertainment would continue with cards, music or dancing. George was very sociable and preferred conversation to cards, although he was happy for others to play. More guests might be invited to join the party, and later, at around 11, a cold supper would be served, either here or in one of the other drawing rooms. George was very much a night owl, and parties would often go on until 2 or 3 in the morning. The following day, guests could either breakfast in their rooms or share a meal hosted by his private secretary in the South Gallery upstairs. George himself would rise late and stay in his rooms before spending the morning indulging one of his great passions, riding.